Okay, so let's revise the results that we have obtained up to now. So we have defined two new stochastic variables, w of tau, which is the integral from t up to t plus tau, not d tau, but tau up to t plus tau of the noise eta, and u tau, which is again an integral between t and t plus tau of ws. So there are two integrals that have the property that there is no dependence, they are t-independent because of translation invariance. They are both Gaussian variables because they are sums of Gaussian variables, and they have zero mean because the noise have zero mean. So from the first definition, from the definition of w, you immediately verify that the average value of w is zero. And since the average value of w is zero, the average value of u is zero. So we have two Gaussian variables with zero noise. And we have computed their variances, obtaining that the variance of w is tau, the variance of u is 1/3 tau cube, but they are also correlated because the covariance, so the correlation between u and w, is tau squared divided by 2. So now for our algorithm, the algorithm that we are going to define in the next set of slides, we need two Gaussian variables. We need to express this quantity in terms of Gaussian variables that have zero mean, unit variance, and that are uncorrelated. Because numerically we know how to generate random numbers with this property. So random numbers that are Gaussianly distributed with a unit variance, and of course that are uncorrelated. So we define two Gaussian variables, xi and theta, that have zero mean, unit variance, and that are uncorrelated. And we want to express these quantities, u and w, in terms of these two quantities. So we define, we express u as a linear combination with coefficients alpha and beta of xi and theta, while w is again, apart from a coefficient, equivalent to xi. And now we want to compute alpha, beta, and gamma in such a way to reproduce the correct results for the variances and the covariance of u and w. So let's compute the variance of w tau. Because of its definition, this is gamma squared times the variance of xi squared, so the variance of xi, which is xi squared, but by definition, xi is a Gaussian variable with unit variance, so we get gamma squared. Then we want to compute the variance of u squared, so we replace u squared with the definition in terms of xi and theta. We perform the square and we get three terms. The first term is alpha squared times the variance of xi, and the variance of xi is 1, so we get simply alpha squared. The second term is beta squared times the variance of theta, and the variance of theta is 1, so we simply get beta squared, plus 2 alpha beta, the average value of xi and theta. But we said that these two quantities are uncorrelated, so their correlation is zero, and so this term vanishes. So u squared tau is equal to alpha squared plus beta squared. Then we compute the correlation between u and w, which is equal to the average value of alpha xi plus beta theta multiplied by gamma xi. We perform the calculation, we get two terms. The first term is alpha gamma times the variance of xi, but the variance of xi by definition is 1, so this term is alpha gamma. The second term is beta gamma times the correlation between theta and xi. This correlation is 0, and so this term vanishes. So uw is equal to alpha gamma. So now we get, in this way, three different equations for the coefficients alpha, beta, beta and gamma, that should be satisfied. We know that the variance of W is tau, and so we just say that gamma squared is equal to tau. The variance of U squared tau is tau cubed divided by 3, and so this gives the constraint alpha squared plus beta squared equal tau squared, tau cubed divided by 3. And then we have a correlation between U and W, alpha gamma, should be equal to tau squared divided by 2. So at this point, we solve this equation. Okay, we choose the positive solution for gamma, so gamma is equal to square root of tau. We use the last equation to obtain alpha. So alpha is tau squared divided by 2 gamma, so we get tau to the power 3 half divided by 2. And then we obtain that beta squared is tau cubed divided by 3 minus alpha squared. And effectively, we get beta equal tau to the power 3 half divided by 2 square root of 3. And in this way, we have a representation of W and U in terms of two Gaussian variables of unit variance, zero mean, and that are also uncorrelated.